Doug Griggs, thank you so very much for being with us. Why don't you tell our listeners who you are, what you do about these royal families, and what they have done to their progeny. Go ahead.
Yes, and again, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you. There's a book that was written some time back by Dr. Marie Tanner. I believe she's a professor of history. She wrote a book called The Last Descendant of Aeneas, and it has the mythic image of the Habsburgs. And, of course, the Habsburgs pretty well died out and came to an end in World War II. But the importance of that book is that it traces the ideology and of the royal families in terms of why do they want to maintain cohesiveness in terms of their bloodline, why they intermarry, and people can check this out for themselves. They can just type in royal intermarriage, and you read the article on Wikipedia. It gives you the philosophy. But in her book, The Last Descendant of Aeneas, she describes the mindset of those kings, especially Confluent, going back with Charlemagne, and then from Charlemagne forward, their desire was to bring forth a final Roman emperor. And it required a specific confluence of bloodlines, and so they were working to bring together that perfect combination through royal intermarriages to bring forth the last descendant of Aeneas, who was, of course, the great grandfather of that was the founders of Rome, Romulus and Remus. You go back in ancient history, the founding of Rome, and so the last descendant of Aeneas, we know from the Bible, would be Antichrist. But they don't see him as Antichrist. They see him as the Christ, the one who has the right to rule and reign. Well, as this whole historical process moved forward, it, of course, interfaced with the ideology and the demonized political system of Nazi Germany. And the Nazi Germany was, in terms of its whole political structure, was occultic. And their desire was to, through social engineering and social Darwinism, was to bring forth an Übermensch, that is, a Superman that would represent the culmination of the ultimate evolution of the Aryan root races, that a root race that would be a hybrid, actually, a God-man. And that was the goal, was to create a God-man. Well, that was the goal of the German Nazis, and of course the royal families, all the way back to at least Charlemagne, and actually we could trace it all the way back to Nimrod himself. But from World War II forward, the leap from who we are as just being a quintessential man in this evolutionary process, according to social Darwinism, they've actually made the transition to the hybridization. And this takes us back into the days of Noah. That same secret that was, of course, judged by God in Genesis 6, that's the whole reason of the flood, that was, of course, tapped into by the occultists in Germany, and they were able to begin to bioengineer that which would create a hybrid through the interfacing with fallen angels, sexual involvement with fallen angels and women. And so that whole process has evolved some 50 or 60 years, and the particular stage where we are now, we are right on the cusp of the manifestation of the Antichrist. As we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Antichrist will be a hybrid. We know that from Revelation 19:20, because he will be judged and thrown into the lake of fire when Jesus returns. And so we are very advanced, and I think the bottom line through all this is that the goal of the New World Order, the oligarchy of plutocrats, to bring in their Christ, I believe he's already here, Dr. Stan. I believe he's hidden, 2 Thessalonians 2:7. He is not yet revealed. He will not be revealed until the restrainer is taken out of the way. But when he's revealed, he will appear to mankind as a savior and the goal to which mankind can ascend to the next stage of evolution.
And, you know, basically what people don't understand is, of course, the Christians have this belief in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The other side has a similar trinity, a dark trinity, That would be Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet. People don't understand. Everything on the other side is a mirror image of Christianity, which, of course, only tends to reinforce ever more my belief that the validity of the scriptures, and this, as difficult it may be for some people who are not Christians to believe, once you understand what's going on today, the politically, economically, and spiritually, why it only reinforces our understanding that the Bible is accurate. Now, basically, you are actually dealing with people who have actually been programmed, they're victims of satanic ritual abuse, and many of them come from the royal bloodlines?
Yes, that's correct. They come out of the various royal bloodlines that, you know, can be traced their ancestry back to Charlemagne, and some actually say through the what they call the old Collins bloodline, they believe it can be traced all the way back to Nimrod himself. I have no way to prove that, but spiritually it seems to have a whole lot of evidence. But the people that we're working with, especially the women, they have been specifically brought into this world so that they could be used in the hybrid breeding program that has been going on, as I said, since Nazi Germany, in order to produce hybrid offspring, just as we see in Genesis 6. And according to the women that I've worked with, they say that they are there. There are many of them out there. They're still hidden, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:7. But the whole goal of these royal families is to bring in their Christ and for them to be able to evolve to the next evolutionary stage of humanity, which is the quintessential man, of which the Antichrist will be the archetype. So that's the whole goal. It's just to bring in their Christ. And the women that have been born from these royal bloodlines, because of the iniquity that is associated with these bloodlines, it gives Satan that much power.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnob, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food & Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? Would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients to promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. Medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, there's so much goes on behind the scenes. You have no idea. If you know that, Sydney, we get into the organizations like Bilderbergers and Club of Rome, and who do we find there? The royal families. How many of you out there in the listening audience have ever heard of the Order of the Garter? This is a secret international society, and certainly the leaders of much of the royalty of the world belong to the Order of the Garters. There's secret societies, all sorts of them, that involve the nobility, and they intermarry, and this is not by accident. These are the people who wield the power. They tie into international finance and the central bankers. But of course, that many of these have strong ties in to Satanism. So go ahead with your story, Dick, because of course you deprogrammed a lot of these people who came from satanic ritual abuse families. Pick up the story.
Well, you mentioned the Order of the Garter, a brother that I've known for over 30 years, Dan, and people can go to the website and listen to his interview, but he's a son. It was, of course, hidden. He was the son of King George VI, and he was very, very highly programmed, not so much to do anything, but to be like a conduit to channel high-level spiritual principalities and powers into ritual settings of world leaders. Just his very presence allowed him to interface at a very high level so Satan could manifest tremendous power because of his bloodline connections with King George VI. But he told me personally that when he was at Windsor years ago, involving with ritual, that he was initiated in the Order of the Garter, and that he was a member of that, and as a part of who he was as a descendant of the royal family. So these are all—it's all very real, and of course, you know, if people have read your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or read any of the books that document the fact that there's no such thing as conspiracy theory. When we look at Psalm 2 and we look at the Word of God, where it says the wicked plot against the righteous, in Psalm 2 we see the nations and the peoples are conspiring against the Lord and His Christ. The Word of God definitively states that there is a conspiracy against the Lord and His Christ. And there was, look what happened when they sought to kill Jesus at his birth. And there were over 40 that bound themselves with an oath that they would not eat or drink until they killed Paul. I mean, that's a conspiracy. Why? Because of the spiritual meaning and significance, of course, ultimately the Lord Jesus, or anyone that is important to the Lord, or any church or believer that is moving in the direction of God's will becomes a target of the adversary. And so the adversary has assets in place. So through dissociative identity disorder, trauma-based mind control, the adversary is able to layer in to a person's personality structure through trauma, splitting, demonization, high-level ancestral principalities, that person becomes a virtual weapons platform, whereby the adversary can channel through them all kinds of spiritual powers and influence that affects local churches, they're infiltrated into our military, our government structure, and many of these people don't even know that they have this abuse because the trauma has been so severe. They have an upfront personality or presenter, and there is a very dense amnesic wall that protects them from the trauma, but at the same time it shields the satanic investment that has been placed into these people.
Well, I certainly, one of the women who went to our churches came from a satanic family. She was a victim of satanic ritual abuse. I remember talking that she eventually was doing something very similar to what you're doing. And her husband, of course, had no idea what a lot of this was. They'd been married for 20 years or more before he even realized he was the victim of this. And she was counseling some fellow who came over to their home one day. And he was telling me what happened, and this fellow is sitting in a chair in the living room, and suddenly he begins to levitate. He just begins to lift off into the air, you know, as he's telling me this, he just can't believe what he'd seen. Malachi Martin told me about the satanic rituals, held in the basement of the Vatican, and some of your victims have told you the same thing, haven't they?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, Dan, who was, as I said, he was a descendant of King George VI, he mentioned a ritual that he was involved with in South America in one of the pyramids. I forget which one it was, but on one of those pyramids where they offered human sacrifice in the Mayan culture or the Aztec, I can't remember which particular ziggurat that he was on, but he said that he was in one ritual with another woman who was connected with a false prophet, and he said there were 50,000 human sacrifices. Now, people may think that's incredible, but if you go back and study the Aztec or Mayan culture, there are racks of skulls that carry hundreds of thousands of skulls that were offered in human sacrifice. And here's what he said. When these high-level rituals that occur at this level, when Satan manifests, the blood and the sacrifice is completely consumed. And he says both of them were levitated up in a spiritual and dimensional way, and tremendous power was released all over the world as a result of that ritual. One person told me, with reference to the Vatican, that there were 1,000 human sacrifices, and they told me the same thing. I said, what about all the blood? I mean, and here's what she said. As soon as Satan manifested, there was like a flash of light, and the entire sacrifice was consumed, and there was nothing left. And so if you go back in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel chapter 16, it says there that you've offered my children. This is God, of course, rebuking the children of Israel through Ezekiel. You've offered my children as sacrifices to false gods, and it says that they were devoured. It actually says that in Ezekiel 16, they were devoured. So, you know, what you're describing, and I've worked with people that I remember one girl when I was working with in Las Vegas, we were working with her, and suddenly she bolted. She went into the bathroom, and she locked the door. Two people that were assisting me, they finally kicked in the door. And when they went in there, I didn't go in there. When they went in there, she was up on the ceiling. She was levitated to the ceiling. They had to pull her down. So, you know, we're dealing with that which is supernatural. It says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, the whole world, the whole cosmic system, literally lies in the sphere of the evil one.
Because basically we're talking about countering the law of gravity. How can you counter the law of gravity? You can't in this dimension, but there is another dimension. Many times these UFOs, they'll be going along about 5,000 miles an hour, just streaking across the sky and make a right turn. You can't do that. The centrifugal force means that you have to make a gradual turn. You can't make a sudden turn. But they do it. They defy the laws of gravity. And, of course, we don't like to think about this. But, of course, we live in a fallen world, and there is a God who created the heavens and the earth, and he's turned this over to Satan, but, of course, he's coming back very soon to judge all of us. We'll be back in a moment with Doug Briggs right here at Genesis.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporia e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Doug Riggs. And if you're out there in your audience, you're shaking your head and you say, this sort of thing couldn't happen. Well, certainly when you talk to some of the people that I've talked to who've been involved with the other dimension, you know that this is real. But you see this on television, but it's always sort of, make-believe. But this is not make-believe. For we're told in the scriptures, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual witness, wickedness in high places. So therefore, put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in these evil days, and having done all, to stand. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, as you've heard me say 1,000 times, if you listen regularly, we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, financial, educational battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle, and there are supernatural forces in the world, and you better be sure you're on the right side, or you're going to be lured into the other side with the philosophy that, oh my goodness, what we need is a new spirituality, and God is simply love, and there's nothing to be concerned about, and all you've got to do is be a good person, you're going to go to heaven and see the light, and ladies and gentlemen, this is all a lie. I mean, this is not what the scripture teaches at all. And God does bring punishment on people. And we are to hold God in awe, and we are to fear the Lord, because the Lord does bring punishment and judgment upon people and upon nations that defy him, and America is in revolt against God. And if you don't think that judgment is coming, and coming very soon, why, of course, you haven't been listening to my program very clearly. Well, before we go on with Doug Riggs, Doug, first of all, Doug is a minister. He's been doing what he's doing 25, 27 years, somewhere there. He can tell you exactly. But how can people get to your website? How can people get your blogs and your information?
Just type in www.dougriggs.org, and that'll open up my page, and there's various categories. The Bite Show will take them to previous interviews I've done. There's the Genesis Project, the Nephilim Mother interviews, the Remembering Mengele. These are all interviews with survivors, both here and some from out of state, who report a consistent story of the breeding program, and members that have a history of coming out of the various European royal families.
And basically, of course, you mentioned that Mengele, and people don't understand. Do you ever wonder why the American CIA and British intelligence and the component from the Vatican helped between 10 and 50,000 Nazi war criminals to escape to South America? And Martin Bormann was there, of course, Eichmann, but so many others. Many people think that Himmler was there as well. As we read Dr. Dennis Kennedy's little book, We Carry the Power Elite, the Secret Nazi Plan. I mean, certainly high government officials, American people like Alan Dulles, were working very closely with Heinrich Himmler in the middle of the Second World War. Of course, as you know, he had a star programs, American corporations for building the weapons for the Nazis, and certainly we're totally in sympathy with that. But we can't let the American people understand that these satanic forces are working at the highest levels of our government. But certainly this issue of Mengele. Now, I have personally talked to 3 people who told me that they met Mengele in this country, the Angel of Death, Dr. Colin Rostow, who's written the book, The CIA Doctors, which incidentally we carry, told me exactly the same thing. He talked to 3 people who'd met Joseph Mengele in the United States. He was brought to America. What is your experience with the story of Joseph Mengele being brought to America to continue some of his experiments here in America under the auspices of our intelligence agencies?
Well, yes, every woman that I've worked with that, prior to his death in 1979, that has, come out of the royal families, these fathers, if you want to call them that, the biological fathers of those that sired these women for the Genesis Project, They hired Dr. Yosef Mengele to do the trauma-based mind control, the structuring, the channeling in of certain principalities so that the person could be structured in such a way so they could, at age 13, conceive these hybrids. Remember, Mengele was very devoted to, in the eugenics program to do the very thing we're talking about, and he saw himself as the pioneer and the avant-garde, if you will, to be the transition from Homo sapien to Homo noeticus, the new man, the Übermensch. And so, and I just would encourage people, just listen to the interviews, Remembering Mengele. You can go to the website and go into the Byte Show, and there's two audio files, and you'll hear firsthand over two-hour interview with women who have been with Mengele.
And as incredible as it seems, I mean, if I hadn't actually personally talked to people who told me, I mean, when I first started hearing this, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. But you hear it the first time, it's crazy. The second time, it's coincidence. The third time, well, maybe there might be something to it. When Colin Ross, Dr. Colin Ross, who wrote the book, CIA Doctors, which we do carry, told me exactly the same thing, and Doug Riggs told me the same thing. Why, pretty soon you begin to understand this is not imaginary. This is real. And our intelligence agencies are certainly a lot of good people working in them, but they're all structured, they're all stratified, and certainly most people in one area of the intelligence agencies do not know what the people in the other regions are doing. And some of these people are frankly into Satanism and into the occult. They're stratified, they're certainly, and basically certain elements of our CIA are involved in this programming and bringing about disassociation. Have you run into that at all, Doug?
Oh, yes. In fact, all of our folks at the outer layers of their internal DID structure, they did have CIA programming. That was basically put in to shield the deeper level programming as it relates to the bloodline families, and then below that, in the layering of their internal DID structure, the most hidden secret was the hybrid breeding program. This is the most deeply embedded, and of course, all this is supernaturally engineered. In other words, people like Mengele, these are human beings. They know how, they have specific protocols that they utilize in terms of the kinds of trauma. But during the trauma, that's when the demonic and I believe the fallen angels, which are distinct, are channeled in. And these entities are the ones that do the internal architecture. They are the ones that do the structuring so that person becomes a weapons platform for the powers of darkness.
And basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Doug, our telephone number, Chris, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Are you able to help these people? Now, you mentioned that most of these people believe themselves to be Christians.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, in fact, all of them are. In fact, the Christians are the ones that Satan is targeting. As I mentioned on your program the other night, they assaulted, in other words, Satan went after the seed of the woman, Genesis 3:15, and Genesis 6:1-4, the attempt was to corrupt that seed, and Genesis 6:9, that Noah and his family were kept perfect, that is, they were not corrupted. And then when that seed, referring to Jesus Christ, came in the world, we see what Satan sought to do through Herod, to kill all the infants 2 years older in Bethlehem. Well, once the seed, Christ, of course, triumphs through his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session, we see that according to Isaiah 53:10, that in resurrection he will see his seed and prolong his days. So now Christians make up his seed. 1 John 3:9, we have the seed, the divine DNA in us as a result of new birth. That makes Christians a very specific target, because Christians, once we become mature and come into alignment with Jesus Christ, we represent the greatest threat to the adversary. So he has countermeasures that he has put in place.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try ProPax NT. ProPax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that ProPax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's ProPax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158, ProPax.com, or 800-982-9158. Find out about ProPax today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Doug Riggs. And once again, what is your website, Doug?
Doug Riggs.
DougRiggs.org. That should be pretty easy to remember. Basically, after our program the other night, incidentally, if anybody wants to hear that, it's archived. It was last night in our second program. We got emails from South Africa. We got emails from Southern Australia, people who heard the program and were simply enthralled by the message that you were putting out. Information that most people find find so hard to believe, and yet this is a spiritual battle. And Sydney, can these people actually be returned to full and effective life, or is some residual of this satanic programming always going to be there?
No, they can be restored. James 1:4, believers can be brought to a place of whole, complete, and lacking in nothing. That doesn't mean they're not limping because of some of the scars. But remember, Paul bore in his body the very brand marks of Jesus Christ, and that represents a special grace. But in terms of wholeness, and before the Lord and being functional and fruitful, absolutely. I invited people that they've been incredulous at some of the things. I said, well, come and visit. You know, I mean, you want to come and meet some of these people that come out of this background, come and see for yourself. And there's been very few takers, but we've had some. And so,
do you have any videos or DVDs or interviews of that sort? Sometimes that's even more effective.
Yes, we are in the planning stages of having a group interview and putting that on YouTube. So that is in the works, and we look forward to doing that because I believe that would be a powerful communication. We have the testimonies on our website, but I think a video would be even more effective.
And basically, people have to understand the fact that there is this supernatural battle going on today, because it's manifested in all we see. It we should be able to realize this. Certainly the UFOs, these are not coming from outer space. I believe that there's two manifestations of this other dimension. The crop circles, certainly some of them may be fraudulent, but some of these are very real manifestations of these other beings. Has there been any spiritual attack on you because of what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. We've born, I don't have the physical marks on my body, but I think in my spirit I bear those brand marks, and so does my wife. And we consider it an honor to share in the sufferings of the Lord Jesus in this manner, because, we find the Lord Jesus is in those places where he himself is suffering the most in his people. So we're just willing to share in his sufferings. As we see in Colossians 1:24, Paul was willing to fill up in a measure those sufferings that are in the body of Christ. And so we have chosen that as well. And we believe that this is glorifying God, is that we enter into these sufferings with him. Then he's able to come in and bring redemption and deliverance to those who represent Satan's greatest captives.
And because Satan doesn't want to give up any of them at all, he puts a lot of effort and time into bringing these people into his kingdom. And because Doug's job is to take them out of the kingdom and restore them into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so these people recognize the spiritual element of the battle once you get through to them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so much that I can't even go into on the, in this interview, but the people that are here now and others that we've worked with, there's a core group here that are able to do what I'm doing. They were once trauma-based mind control victims. Now they are being used by the Lord to see others set free. They're effective. When I'm working with people that come from out of town, like we have here this week, one of the girls I've worked with for the last 3 years, highly programmed, I'm over there working with one person. She's sitting there working with another person, doing a phenomenal job, because she's learned from me and others here what to do her part in coming free, and now she's able to manifest those same skills and gifts in working with others. So it's wonderful to see yourself being replicated through the very victims that Satan has targeted.
And ladies and gentlemen, until you understand we truly are involved in a spiritual battle, so much of what goes on today doesn't it make any sense. Doug, we could go on for hours, but unfortunately the clock won't let us. I hope we can get you on again, because I think it's so important to go over these things, because I believe we're moving rapidly towards the implementation and the introduction of the New World Order, the new world financial system, the new world religion, because this is built upon a hatred of Christianity, and of course, introducing the new world leader. Parting thought before we let you go.
Yes, I made an allusion to Exodus 16, and in that particular passage, Ezekiel is rebuking the children of Israel when he says in Ezekiel 16:20, "Moreover, you took your sons and daughters whom you had born to me, you sacrificed them to idols to be devoured. Were your harlotries no small matter? You slaughtered my children and offered them up to idols by causing them to pass through the fire." And then, of course, in Psalm 106, we have a history of account of God is dealing with his people. And he says in 106, verse 35, that the children of Israel mingled with the nations. They learned their practices. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. And even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. And the third reference is in the end of 2 Kings chapter 3, when there was a war between Jehoram, the king of Israel, and the king of Moab. And the king of Moab was losing, so what did he do? He offered his firstborn son as a sacrifice on the wall, again, the end of 2 Kings 3. And what happened? It released satanic power, and great wrath came against the armies of Israel, and they retreated. So all of this is about the weaponization of blood, of rituals to empower those that are the heads of the New World Order, etc. They want power, and power comes through the sacrifice of innocence, and the enemy knows this, and so it's a protocol. So whether we like it or not, this is what the Bible teaches.
And there are children being sacrificed today, a very famous case in Colorado. And, gee, the police just can't figure out who possibly could have done it. It was obviously an inside job. There were only one or two people there. But the police just can't figure out who sacrificed this little girl. There are human sacrifices going on all over the world today.
That's right.
You never going to hear that talked about, but even some of the children are conceived and raised to be used in human sacrifices. Doug, I'm going to let you go. God bless you, and I hope we get you back sometime real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.